to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good morning and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my wine review this week. And I have something a little different. It is a La Grana Tempranillo from Spain. But what makes this one different? It's a La Granja 360. And this 360 is really a bunch of low-cost wines. And if you notice, there's a freaking pig on the front. and it's funny because what it did is the owner of the farm has different animals to determine which kind of wines that they really wanted to put out. But most of the La Granja 360 are based with Garnacha and Tempranillo. So they got the flying pig, they got Cava, you know, the Spanish sparkling wine, which is an ostrich, a peacock with Verdejo, a Rosado, which is a red Garnacha, rosé, a Garnacha with a Syrah, and a Tempranillo Garnacha, and not counting the fat pig, the flying pig Garnacha as well. And then the last one is a deer. It's a La Granja 1080. And it's a Tempranillo Garnacha mix as well. So it's a bunch of different ones that's in here. And I decided I needed something kind of quick. I wanted to have something with a meal. So what I did here, I went to Trader Joe's. And I ran into this one. And it was like a $4.99 price point. And I was like, why not? I want to pick up a couple of different wines and go from there. And I was like, it's a cheap wine pick. Well, why not? And I do like the actual Tempranillo. So this one, really, I said, let me just try it. Because, you know, as I was getting a lot of subscription one, they was averaging around $7 and $8. And I said, let me try this Trader Joe's wine to see if it kind of compares with the subscription wine that I had. So surprisingly, this wasn't bad at all. Again, it's from Spain, and it's a Tempranillo. So this is the difference that I had with this. It's decent. It's really not as acidic as most other, high-costing Tempranillo. The berries and all isn't as prominent. So again, think about it. If you're going to get a low price point wine, you can probably guarantee you're not getting a lot of flavor or complexities. But it worked out. So it worked out really well. So it's a different kind of wine. And the flavors aren't really prominent. But it's a nice, hey, look, I want to chill and have something with food. Remember, I always say when you don't have a lot of excellent complexities and different other things, you can food pairing with that. So let's check it out. And we'll swirl it around, going from there. Okay, and see it a little deep flavor. I mean, deep color in that. Let's take a whiff. Still like flat berries, not really ripe, but flat berries. Really, again, you don't get any wood or cedar or oak or anything like that. It's not really coming out. Let me try it one more time. Really not getting that, but let's take a taste of it. So, a little tannic, and I let this one sit a little longer. Fresh out the bottle, it's not really so tannic. Now you can feel it on your tongue, and it sits really, really well. So I wanted to taste it fresh out the bottle, and that was about a day or so ago. And now I got it, and the flavors are really slight, but now the textures and everything is coming out. Really not acidic like I like my Tempranillos, and like I said earlier, but I do like the tannic feel that just fills your mouth up, sits on your tongue. So when you eat that food, you have that laying on top of that. And then when you eat your food, you get it fresh on top of that. So I like that balance of it all. But this is it's a low cost Tempranillo from Spain. Pretty unique. I'm going to try maybe the Cava and maybe the Rosado. Because remember, it's in the middle of the summer. Well, I'm going to keep trying a couple of different rosé wines or rose wines. So I'm probably going to try two of those, maybe another mixture, Grenache, Tempranillo, and see if I can get some differences from that. But low cost, $3.99, $4.99, depends on where you go. I think I've been reading some people had it for $3.99, but I'm okay with it. It's a decent wine, and it sits better than some of the subscription wines that I have. So, Trader Joe's, thumbs up for you. I really like that. Big thumbs up. So this one worked out really well for me. So this is a La Granja 360 Tempranillo from Spain. Really good. Try it out. Good pairing wine, but good wine in all total, especially for the price. Thank you very much. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. And we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life.